Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. Well, goodness me, you disappeared, but you're there now.
Yeah, we just had a little problem with earphones. We're all good now.
Okay,
that's
good.
I think they're eyeing up the wine, Declan. Don't worry.
Well, let's go quickly into it because we lost a bit of time.
We did indeed, Joe.
So which one do you want to start with, red or white?
We'll start with the white, Declan, as well, because I think everyone's pining for a bit of a holiday now as well, but unfortunately we can't go anywhere, but we're just going to transport our taste buds to somewhere beautiful and gorgeous. So let's go to Lake Garda and let's go and taste some Lugana. Okay?
And Lugana is a particular name for...
Yeah, it's a particular... Trebbiano di Lugana would be a particular grape variety that comes from the vineyards surrounding the Lake Garda. Really, really, really wonderful style as well. It comes from the Passeggero di Garda as well. So right down... And Giuseppe Rosardi makes this one. He picks it from seven different sites all around Lake Garda. And the average age of the vines are about 25 years old. So Lugana is quite a bit different than the normal kind of Suave or kind of style or Vietto that you get or Frascati that you get from Italy, or of course Pinot Grigio. Lugana has a little more kind of mouthfeel about it, so crack it up in here quickly, Declan, have a little taste. And here we go. So this one here now would have it's got a really, really generous kind of silky smooth texture as well. Very, very different as well, because you can actually feel what Giuseppe's done here as well. It's got more kind of a stone fruit character, a little more lifted, and it has a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous mouthfeel as well. This is just perfection for salads and shellfish as well. And of course, watching Italy net a few goals on Sunday night.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, I tell you something about it. It's sweet and dry at the same time.
Yeah. It has that kind of lovely stone fruit character as well. Lovely kind of peaches and kind of almost... It's very, very different, but definitely worth a try as well. It's a savoury wine as well. Just kind of sit in the garden and just hope for the sun, you know.
That's one of the nicest whites I've tasted now in a long time.
You've excelled yourself. Thanks very much. Well, I have. Lynn has. But it's a super, super white wine, Declan. And at $14.95, it is a bit of a treat, but it's been a slow burner for us for the last 6 weeks, but people are coming back for it and they absolutely love it. It's a must try. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So the name of it is?
It's Gugliero Rosari Lugana 2020 Vintage, and it's $14.95. Okay.
Right, well, I tell you something, it's lovely.
So, it's super, isn't it?
As you say, the truth. Sit in the garden and enjoy some Italian or Spanish food.
Yeah, simple tapas food and just sit back and kick back and the wine will deliver for you. Beautiful.
Okay. Now, the red, I tasted the red and the red tastes expensive. It's lovely.
It certainly does. It's on a half price deal as well, but it's down to $13.95. This is Chateau Masbelu. So we're talking about the Languedoc here as well. We're actually going to finish up with a rosé as well, Declan. So, but we'll get this red, and this is the Chateau Masbelu. It's predominantly kind of Syrah Grenache Mourvèdre kind of blend, almost like a Chateau de Pop in style, but without the big price tag as well. You can actually sense every effort that Delphi's put into this wine as well. It's absolutely opulent and rich as well. So we're looking at kind of really crunchy kind of red fruits, and of course kind of almost Garrigue notes, almost really kind of Mediterranean. You can almost feel kind of all the kind of Herbes de Provence, and it's just wonderful. The whole of the Languedoc is the biggest producing area now of wine in France, probably the oldest area as well. And going back to the First World War, the soldiers would have been sent wines from this part to keep them going and get the morales up as well. But this style is really, really, really outstanding. The fruit there is just really, really good. It is a little higher in alcohol, but it is a wine just kind of sit back and savour as well. And it's just fabulous now with kind of charred meats, barbecue fare as well. Or again, if you don't want to have barbecue, you can have grilled aubergines and nice pasta dishes as well. But really, really, it's very exceptional red as well.
Spicy.
It has a lovely kick from the Syrah as well. There's a nice little punch and little hints of white pepper and little bits of mocha as well. But you can really get that kind of Garrigue note as well. Really, really like kind of the goût de terroir only the French can do as well. But it's really delicious.
Well, I tell you, it's lovely. And what's it called and what is it?
It's a Chateau Masbelu and it's down to $13.95 as well. And you'd like it, Declan. You'd like kind of a couple of little wines from that kind of particular area as well. La Vinière is a gorgeous area. And actually, incidentally, this vineyard has its own kind of water source as well, hence the Belle Eau, beautiful water in the label as well.
So, Chateau Belle Eau.
Chateau Belle Eau, Le Coteau, absolutely delicious Languedoc.
Very nice. That's a nice. God, they're exceptional this week, Fintan. What is it about you? This is good week.
Oh, it's the summer, Declan. Woo-hoo.
Well, speaking of summer, rosé, lots of rosé bargains as well.
Absolutely.
And I was there, of course, with my good lady wife who loves rosé, so we were down to drop in and the array of choice.
There's a lot of rosé. Yes, indeed, well, yes.
So which one have you picked this morning?
I picked one of my favourites, Declan, as well. I mean, rosé has become such a thing, like, you know, it's actually the biggest selling wine on the American market now at the moment. You think of, like, we always grown up like in kind of things like Matches Rosé as well, like things like that. But I mean, these wines would have started becoming famous in 1945 after the Second World War. The GIs wouldn't been able to kind of develop a taste for big, deep reds. So really in the 70s in America, like, they had a massive overproduction of red wine and they had a yearning for white wine. So like people like Sutter Home and stuff started making the first kind of white Zinfandels. Because these are sangliered wines. They just kind of poured off red wines a little bit earlier because of the skin contact. And so they had like almost a rosé S style as well, became super, super popular. And since the 70s now, the whole kind of the Côte de Provence, the wines from Marseille, wines from Hérault, all the roses have just become slowly, slowly, slowly bigger and bigger and bigger. We've noticed as well in the last 15 years, they've absolutely mushroomed now as well. And here's, like, it would have been seen kind of almost like as a feminine wine, but you see people like kind of like Jeremy Clarkson, he gets behind it, it's quite manly as well. I mean, you see like people like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie with their Laminiere, they're kind of that favorite shadow that they have. It sells for €35 plus a bottle. It's the same vineyard. That's where, like, I think it was Dark Side. I don't know, the Wall was recorded by Pink Floyd, right, as well. So there's lots of history there as well. And of course, the most famous one would be like probably in the Irish market, Whispering Angel as well, which is made by Sylvain Echel. Like, he would have been like one of the Russian emigres. His father was, actually. So I mean, his production now at the moment is going for about 360,000 cases of rosé a year, really? And that's a €35 a pop. We have for 25. So
what about this one?
This one is Ross Del Cas Rosé. This is actually owned by. This is delicious, Declan, and so good. It's probably the best value one that we have as well. It's owned by Shannon Lynch-Badge. So Jill Lynch-Badge, as a lot of our listeners might know as well, is a famous Pouillac house as well, and it has a lovely kind of Irish connection. And the Ross Del Cas basically means an old Occitan word for like hostel or home. And it's a delicious, delicious wine as well. It's got that lovely kind of hint of strawberry, lovely kind of lush dryness as well. It's
and
clean. It's €11.95, Declan. And that
very
is just
good.
Delicious. It's all there.
You've excelled yourself. So
thanks
for having a chat on the best wines this week. Well, Fintan McCormick is your man in O'Brien's in Greystones. And if you go into any other O'Brien's, you can just say Fintan said about these wines. So very good. Good
cheers,
to talk
Declan.
To you, Fintan.
Great to talk
thanks
to you.
Thanks very much indeed.
All the best. Cheers. Take care.